Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith, and hope. Discover more interviews at openhousecommunity.com.au.
The big issue. Undoubtedly, you've seen that paper being sold on street corners around Australia. It's marking a milestone this year, its 21st birthday. You can't buy it from a newsagent, only from street vendors. These days, also by subscription, which is a fascinating story in itself. The Big Issue is one of a number of such street papers sold around the world. They're social enterprises that provide homeless people with a positive opportunity to change their lives. The vendors are all homeless, and they make their income by selling the magazine. In Australia, The Big Issue started with 20 vendors, and according to Chief Operating Officer Sally Hines, interest and support has grown tremendously over the years. And of course, I began our open house conversation by wishing Sally a happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Very
21 today?
20, exactly. We're grown-ups.
It's one of a number of street papers around the world, The Big Issue.
It is. So we're actually part of an international network of street papers, which is our member organisation. And yes, The Big Issue is one of just over 130 street papers that operate everywhere you can think of, basically, on every continent. The Big Issue is one of many big issues, including The Big Issue Japan and The Big Issue UK.
How did it get started in Australia?
So it got brought to Australia by a group of prominent Australians who were trying to come up with a solution to Australia's growing homelessness population. And so people knew of The Big Issue, and certainly the Body Shop franchisee owner in Australia, Graham Wise, was one of the people that decided that the Big Issue brand and The Big Issue magazine could be brought to Australia and do exactly what it was doing in the UK, which is providing people with an opportunity to positively change their lives, so helping people to help themselves through a work opportunity.
And was it readily accepted in the early days?
It was tricky, to be honest. When we started, we had 20 vendors, and it took a long time, and it continues to take, you know, some time to educate people about what we are. It's easy to, I guess, pigeonhole The Big Issue magazine as a particular type, but really it's a general interest magazine, a current affairs magazine with a sense of humour, if you like. And we continue to be really clear about making sure that we're a politically neutral magazine, so that there's always going to be something in it for everyone. You know, the vendors are doing it tough as it is, and so we need to create their work opportunity to be as easy as possible. So we need to give them a really good product to sell, and that's what it's about. And growing, definitely, you know, people's interest in it and support of it has certainly grown over the years.
Yes, well, I was going to say it's bucking the trend, because around the world we know that newspaper circulation is in decline, and yet yours is increasing quite steadily.
I think we're an interesting combination, because it's kind of two for the price of one when you buy one for The Big Issue. So you get to have that social interaction with a vendor. You know where your money is going, your charity dollar perhaps. You know, the person that you buy the magazine from, that's the person that's getting your money. And there's that social aspect to it. And then equally, you're getting a really high quality product that you can read and enjoy, hopefully, as well. So I think that's the interesting bit of our model. We're not a traditional magazine in that sense. Our sales force, you can only buy the magazine from a vendor on the street, or you can buy it through a subscription, through our women's subscription enterprise.
Yes, and I'm going to come to that in just a moment. That's a fascinating development. But firstly, tell me, how does the economic model work? How does it benefit the vendor? Where does the money go? How does that all work?
So the vendors purchase the magazine from us, The Big Issue, for $3.50, and then they sell it on the streets for $7, and they keep the difference. So vendors pick and choose where they want to work and when they want to work and how many magazines they want to sell. And The Big Issue sees its role as creating the magazine for them to sell, but also providing them with support and assistance, I guess, in order to sell that magazine. So helping them with sales techniques, making sure that they have a uniform to wear, providing them with like marketing materials, I guess, to market themselves on the street so they stand out, you know, on busy capital city streets as well.
And so does the cover, well, the price that you charge the vendor, $3.50, does that cover the production of the magazine, or have you also got a lot of donors behind you?
We certainly have a lot of supporters to The Big Issue magazine, but we are a social enterprise. So in our definition of social enterprise, we need to be financially self-sustainable, independent of any of the supporters that might support the magazine. So I guess we always talk about the supporters definitely contribute to the magazine, but if they went away, we would still exist. And that's what a self-sustainable social enterprise is all about.
Goodness, I find it hard to imagine how you can do that for $3.50 an issue.
We're a very nimble organisation. So our editorial department is five very hardworking individuals, and they're supported by over 200 contributors around Australia. And so we pay for content in that way. And we also have, as I said, a very nimble staff that support the vendor group and then support the wider organisation as well. So, you know, we're big, but we're little behind the scenes.
Like the best social enterprises.
Exactly. And I think that that's our role. We need to be really clear that we don't want to direct people's government funds or charity dollars away from other charities that need it. So social enterprise really does have to be about making your own way and being able to stand alone in the market.
Yeah. Sally Hines is with us. She's the Chief Operating Officer of The Big Issue, and it's their 21st birthday. Sally, I love seeing the dignity in the faces of the people who are selling the magazine. They're proud of the magazine, they're proud of the product, they are proud of themselves, and they're interacting with people in a genuine transaction that's more than, well, I was going to say more than charity. Charity is a great thing, but there's something both ways, I suppose.
Absolutely, and it is more than charity because it's a transaction. The vendors are incredibly proud of the work that they do, and then we're always at pains in encouraging them to, they need to know that they've got a job and that they are actually working, and there's a sense of dignity and pride that comes with that. We certainly see in the vendor group that people who might start with us in a very precarious situation with, difficult housing or maybe not attending to their mental health challenges and things like that, over time and as a result of selling The Big Issue, we'll start to address those things.
It is incredibly important that those transactions go well, isn't it? I remember I was buying an issue from a guy in a wheelchair, and I had the sense that for him, engaging with me in that way was really quite a difficult task. That is to say, he seemed like a person who over the years had lost confidence. What I would say to people is it's really important that you make the transaction a good one. Look people in the eye, hand over the cash, shake their hand, thank them for the service. And because if one of those goes wrong, I imagine, and you know your vendors very well, I imagine that for them there's a lot of self-esteem that's built up, pent up in having that transaction go well.
I think the vendor group, certainly their resilience builds, and we see our role as supporting the vendors to be able to be good customer service representatives of the organisation effectively, and lots of training and time is spent with the vendors to do that. It's hard to comment on individual vendors and things like that, but certainly the transaction is the social transaction as much as it is the financial transaction. And vendors over the years, as I've had many conversations with vendors, will talk about that they might have started with The Big Issue because of the money, but they've stayed because of the way that it gives them that opportunity to be included in society and the way that it gives them the opportunity to interact with people in society. I was watching a man in a wheelchair just the other day down on in the city, and I saw him, kind of showing people recipes that he was collecting because he was obviously looking for a way to connect with people.
Yes.
And I think that the vendor model and the magazine, that product gives you a reason to go and speak to a vendor, and equally it gives the vendor a reason to be able to speak to you.
That's
so social inclusion is such an important thing, and we forget sometimes as a society how important it is to speak to people. And I guess we always say with the vendors, if you don't want to buy the magazine, we understand, but make eye contact, say hello, say have a good day, anything like that, and that certainly will make the vendor's day better as well.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, you noticed that, as I understand it, that you had a lot more men selling the magazine than women. Now, when you looked into that, what was the result?
So we, back in 2008, 2009, looked that the demographics of our vendor group was about 85% male, but what we know about homelessness and disadvantage is that it affects the sexes equally.
Yeah.
So we did a bit of digging and we spoke to some organisations that work with homeless and disadvantaged women, and we asked them about that. And the reason is that this work opportunity of standing on a street corner and selling a magazine to people and having a social interaction in that way, and usually, between the hours of, say, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. didn't suit women. And the reason for that is I guess there's a couple, but one of them was certainly in terms of there's connotations with women standing on street corners, and that women are often the primary carer of children, so that kind of work didn't necessarily suit the needs of homeless and disadvantaged women, but also that the greatest single cause of homelessness for women is domestic violence. So having interactions with people and having to put yourself out there in public when you may be experiencing domestic violence or you have experienced domestic violence wasn't a suitable option.
So they were feeling very vulnerable. Well, that resulted in quite an innovative solution, I think. And I want to encourage people tonight to consider this solution. So you can now subscribe to The Big Issue. How does that help these women who otherwise might not feel that they're able to go and sell the issue on the street?
So the Women's Subscription Enterprise was established to create an employment opportunity for these women. So what we do is we employ homeless, marginalised and disadvantaged women as dispatch assistants within the Women's Subscription Enterprise, and they pick and pack the magazine to subscribers. So instead of outsourcing this work to a mail house where one machine opens a bag, another machine puts the magazine into the bag, we broke down that into the components of work so that the women could each have a job.
Yes.
And so in each, we offer the women a four-hour shift and about six to eight women to pick and pack the magazine. And I guess our job is to run the most inefficient mail house that we can because that will then create the most jobs as possible.
So you can assist a vendor directly on the street by purchasing from them, knowing that they'll get their, I haven't done the math, what is it, they get $3.50?
$3.50, yes.
From every issue, or you could leave them a tip, which would be a good thing. Or you can subscribe, in which case the money goes directly to help these women who are doing the picking and packing.
Yes, so these women are employed under an award wage, so they're paid for 4 hours of work, and it absolutely changes lives. We've certainly seen similar outcomes for the women as we have with the vendors who are mainly men. And yeah, subscription to The Big Issue from thebigissue.org.au certainly will assist homeless, marginalised and disadvantaged women.
Well, happy birthday, and
thank you. May
you have at least 21 more, and thank you so much for speaking with us on Open House.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.